The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You are just... Aaron, I want you to be the poster child for the failure of the American education system.
Here I am.
There's a story out, and when I read the headline, I'm like, it is... Every once in a while you read something and you're like, this is egregious. They're just... it's a slow news day, and they just needed something. And they're saying... The Gen Zs don't think if you spend cash, it doesn't count.
Yeah.
For some reason in their head, they're like, it doesn't count. I'm like, unless you've had a traumatic head injury, like wait, if you're at a store, okay, I want to get this straight.
Right.
You're a Blackhawk girl. No. You're at a store.
What's really embarrassing is I have been looking forward because I love Target. And I've been planning this Target trip, and I know I have cash in my wallet, and I'm going to use it, and it's not going to count, and it's going to be a wonderful Target trip.
So you're sitting there at Target, and you're like, can I afford this? No, I can't. How should I? I don't know. And you open your wallet, and there's money in there, like, now you can afford it, because it's free to you.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God, it's free. What a relief.
Normally, Tiak, you and Aaron sort of align, your cycles kind of align. You are with me, right? This is the dumbest thing you've ever heard.
I am with you. And I've heard this before. People say like, oh, if it's cash, it doesn't count. And I don't know if it's because I'm a millennial or what, but to me, cash counts more. Like it feels...
Because you had it.
I have it in my wallet. Now I'm giving it to you. Now I no longer have it in my wallet. I'm missing that cash. I'm feeling that way more than the card. When I swipe the card, just, I don't know.
I went through the phase of... When I first got a credit card.
Oh, yeah.
And like when I was young, my parents did not support me as a musician. They just didn't. So like I had pawn shop guitars or whatever. I got out of my parents' house, got a credit card. And I'm like, I'd go to a music store and like, yeah, that's an $1,800 Ibanez. I'm like, okay. And it was like, I got to, like, it was free. You just hand them this thing and there's no muss, no fuss. I was 80 $1,000 in debt.
Wow.
A credit card debt. So, I had eight because I believe the exact opposite of you. Because it's like, there is nothing happened.
I gave you a card, but
you gave the card back.
But now every bank has an app and you check your account, I check my account daily so I can see how much
I have.
Can't
you see your wallet daily?
I mean, yeah, but I don't look. And so when I find $20, I'm like, oh man, it's a free $20. What am I going to spend this on?
It looks like the American education system's been failing for a long... You were failed, too. You've been doing it wrong.
Honestly.
It's been going on forever.
I got real lucky and didn't get busted for doing the illegal thing of kiting funds. Did you ever do that?
No.
Mm-mm.
Like, Discover Card would, like, go, hey, open an account, and here's a bunch of checks. And you're like, okay. So you take those checks, and you pay your Visa card.
Oh. Yikes.
And Let them fight it out.
That bought you a month.
Oh, my gosh.
And then you take a cash advance on your Visa and pay your Discover card. It's called kiting funds.
Wow.
And it's completely illegal. And I did it for...
Visa, Discover, you guys know each other. You guys just work it out.
Handshake, just keep passing it around.
I'm just a middleman.
I literally did that for a long time.
Wow.
Until
speaking of how... I know I'm not alone. I recently learned that you can negotiate your debt.
What do you mean?
You can like call. I don't.
Oh yeah, other people can. You can't.
Right.
I think you could try, but like, there's other people who are real good at it.
That's wild.
If you want to go buck wild and just get yourself like into like the kind of credit card debt I was in, eventually the credit card companies are like, we can either get nothing. Or we can get something. So you have like this third party call them and go, hey, listen, we know that she owes you 80. But like what happens is they still kind of want their money. They just don't want the interest. Because they just start, the credit card rates are compiling at like 22% interest. That's why if you're a homeowner, you just talk to my friends at American Financing. Mm-hmm. No, but like, so they're like, all right, we'll knock all that the juice that's been running. But yeah, you can talk it down. What's your debt looking like right now?
Well, it looks like I can give a call to someone.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.